With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. While it may look good on the outside, America's employers adding 216,000 jobs last month, Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says you have to look under the hood. A closer examination of the figures providing a more accurate picture of what's really happening with the labor market.
All of the jobs that we added last month were part-time jobs. If you want to look at full-time jobs, we actually lost those. We lost a staggering 1.5 million full-time jobs in the month of December.
As for the continuing low unemployment rate, 3.7% in December, Antoni says last month we saw a wave of people who just left the labor force. The labor force participation rate tumbled 0.3%. Government hiring played a big role in last month's payroll growth, along with hiring in healthcare and construction. The Republican-led House Oversight and Accountability Committee hasn't forgotten about Hunter Biden.
Chairman Comer this week indicated on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the House Oversight Panel will soon initiate contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden after he defied a subpoena to sit for a closed-door deposition last month. Instead of taking part in the interview, the first son arrived at the Capitol and read a statement to the media outside, openly defying his subpoena. Hunter Biden insisted he would only testify in a public hearing. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, they canceled classes today at schools in Perry, Iowa. Following yesterday's shooting at the high school, a 17-year-old killed a sixth grader and wounded five other people before taking his own life. Inflation on the rebound in Europe. After seven straight months of decline, inflation rose 2.9% year over year in the month of December. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 75 points. SRN News. Another U.S. school faces an anti-Semitism investigation.
This time it's George Mason University, Virginia's largest public research school sitting just outside Washington, D.C. Federal investigators are looking into allegations that GMU has violated the rights. Harvard, Stanford, and several other institutions are under scrutiny since they hosted pro-Palestinian rallies in the wake of the October Hamas attack on Israel. Some of those protests included anti-Semitic activities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis is doubling down on his decision to allow Catholic priests to bless same-sex civil unions. The Vatican has released a five-page statement insisting there is nothing heretical in the Pope's decision. Numerous Catholic bishops in Africa and Europe have rejected the blessing ceremonies, vowing not to implement the new policy in their jurisdictions. Zambia's Bishops' Conference says gay blessings will not be allowed in the country. This is SRN News. Unrest in Berkeley, California.
Police officers in riot gear removed activists from Berkeley's People's Park, and crews began placing double-stacked shipping containers to wall off the historic park overnight Thursday. The move comes as the University of California, Berkeley, waits for a court ruling it hopes will allow it to build much-needed student housing. UC Berkeley officials say authorities arrested seven people on misdemeanor trespassing charges, and two of them had additional charges of failure to disperse. The university wants to use the park to build a housing complex that would accommodate about 1,100 UC Berkeley students and 125 formerly homeless people. Keith Peters reporting.
Air safety investigators in Japan searching for the voice recorder from a Japan Airlines jetliner that caught fire after a collision with a Coast Guard plane on the ground in Tokyo. Five people were killed in that mishap. More details at SRNnews.com.